This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Pacific Salmon Commission is reporting pink salmon returns to the Fraser River are exceeding original forecasts, possibly as high as 11.6 million. As a result, pink salmon are being spotted in rivers they are not known to spawn in. Here on Cortez Island, the foci stream keepers have spotted pink salmon for the first time since 2015. They spotted the salmon in a small stream near Squirrel Cove, as well as Basil Creek and Chris's Lagoon near Hanks Beach. Pink salmon have been reported along the BC Pacific Coast, showing up in areas where they are not known to be natal. Cortez Island is one of those places. I caught up with Christine Robinson, whom has been watching the streams for 20 years, and this is only the second time she has seen pink salmon on Cortez Island.
We don't typically have pink salmon come through the creeks on Cortez. The last time we had a pink run, and it was a small pink run, probably under 30 fish, was in 2015. And so it's been 8 years since we've seen pinks here. And so this was a delight and a surprise to discover that we actually have them showing up on the east side of Cortez, so primarily in Basil Creek, which, you know, is just near the Squirrel Cove store. But there's also a larger run, something that's, you know, available to the public to walk through. But we also have pink showing up down closer to, it's called Chris's Lagoon, but near Hanks Beach. So this is exciting, and in fact, yesterday some of the other stream keepers, through the prompting of fisheries, took some DNA samples. So the adipose fin is clipped off and sent away for DNA sampling because we're trying to make some sense of this pink mystery that's upon us. Where are the pinks actually going? And the suggestion is that they may have been headed for either the Squamish River or the Fraser River, but couldn't get there in time, and therefore we're looking for something closer along their migration route. Pinks are known to stray, and so it isn't uncommon that they do stray from what might be called their natal stream. And so it's a little bit of a mystery, but quite exciting to see.
Yeah, that sounds so interesting. Christine, how long have you been observing the streams on Cortez?
Yes, my fish partner in crime have been doing this for probably over 20 years now.
Wow.
And there's a whole gang of really enthusiastic stream keepers, and we're always looking for new young energy, just to get more people engaged and connected to the streams and the fish. So anybody who's interested out there and is hearing this, you can get in touch with Foci and they can certainly put you in touch with us.
Thank you for that. Christine, you said the last time the pink salmon were spotted on Cortez was 2015?
Years ago. So part of the thing to understand about the pink biology is that their life cycle is 2 years. They they're the first to arrive along the coast, but if they spawn successfully and the little fry swim up in the early spring, they head out to the water ASAP and are out, you know, in the ocean for a year and a half before they return to whatever creeks that they're trying to come into. And so I don't know the story behind pinks as to why we don't have pinks on Cortez as it has an historic run, but it's not something we normally have here.
Have you ever experienced pink salmon before 2015?
more now, particularly, I would say, in this area, and that is that Alexander Morton has been looking at pink smolts as they're migrating through the Discovery Islands and has been following this for quite a long time. And she is proposing that since the fish farms in the Discovery Islands, which is, you know, in the area of Quadra, Sonora, Morrell, that they fish farms were pulled out a year and a half or 2 years ago. And she is surmising that the reason we're seeing such healthy numbers of pink salmon and healthy pink salmon themselves is because they've not been exposed to the fish farms and the fish lice that has been a problem for a number of years now. And we won't know that for sure, I suppose, for another year or two, probably another life cycle of the pinks, specifically speaking about pink salmon.
That is so interesting. Thank you so much for that insight. Christine, thank you for taking the time to chat about this current phenomenon. Is there anything else you want to share about the experience of watching salmon swim upstream in the rivers of our neighborhood?
It's one of those beautiful annual cycles that's been going on for years, I mean, thousands of years. It's like the migrating geese. And so it's an honor and a beautiful experience if you are lucky enough to stand quietly by a creek far enough off that you're not disturbing them when they come in. And it doesn't matter what species we're talking about. It's something that we have in our backyard. We don't have to go far away to have a wildlife safari here on Cortez.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.